It appears as though the Food and Drug Administration in the United States is going to approve a drug that would actually prevent HIV infection. We've heard a lot about treating HIV, but this is actually potentially going to prevent it.
Right. This is a drug that has been, that is part of what we call triple therapy for treating people who already have HIV. So it helps turn the disease from one that becomes a terminal illness to one that becomes a chronic illness. That is, they're able to live with the HIV infection. It keeps it at bay, doesn't get rid of the virus, but controls it enough so that it doesn't cause any further injury. But these particular studies looked at using the drug one day before sexual activity and for 2 days thereafter for each instance of sexual activity. And they found that when used perfectly well, that is, under conditions of counseling people during the study and offering support, you were able to get up to about 75% relative risk reduction of infection, and that was in gay men, and 44% of the time, if you didn't have that type of counseling, you had obviously less protection. The issues, though, Mark, come down to one of human nature. That is, how compliant are people going to be each time they have sex? Because, as you know, taking medications when you're feeling reasonably well or feeling healthy is a very difficult thing to do, to remember to take these, to take medications. The second is that the medications are not freely available. That is, it is primarily used to treat people who already are infected, and there's a limited supply. So if you now have an expansion of use of this medication, you may end up with shortages to treat the people who already are infected, so that is an issue. And also concerns about viral resistance. As with any medication, if it's not used properly, you may end up creating strains of HIV that may be resistant to this particular medication, which is actually a combination of two medications in one pill. And as a result, you may find it less effective in treating people who are infected. And finally, again, human nature is, well, if this pill is going to protect me, there's no need for me to use condoms, or condom use may be reduced, which will remove a significant protective barrier to developing the infection.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Have a great weekend.
You too.